Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Начинаем наш воскресный.
Hello, dear friends. We are starting our webinar as usual here in the studio. Is Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, Sasha Kozlov, Boris Belitsukovsky, and I'm Semyon Vinokur. Today's topic is very interesting: freedom of will. According to Bala Sulam's article, the freedom. I know that this article really makes a revolution in many people's minds. They came due to this article. They read it and something changed in them. Today we're going to learn this article. Maybe a few words beforehand. Rav. What you said, that many people come after this article to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's the case because they understand that the freedom that they have is not complete freedom. There are elements of nature that blindly carry out nature's commands. And then their subjugation to this lack of freedom, to nature's command, brings them to this search for real freedom, and not imaginary freedom where I have money, I have time, I have opportunities, and I choose whether I'll travel somewhere or whether I'll sail somewhere or whether to spend time with some person over here or go to sleep. That's not freedom, because if we know all the circumstances in advance, then we can clearly see what's preferable, and therefore that's not called freedom. Semyon, that's not called that I choose. Dr. Leitman, certainly we do not choose. Therefore, when a person understands that, well, he understands that there is no preference for the beast, the animal that is in its instincts. And the person, too, is in his instincts. But as it's concealed from the animal that it's not free, so it is concealed to the human, too, that he's not free, but it's done in this different way. And therefore, the person is confused and has completely no freedom. None of his thoughts are his own at all. And therefore, people come to the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to really see what can be called freedom. What situation of a person can he be free in? What in general can be called free? And then everything is in the person's hands. But for that, a person needs to rise above his desire. He needs to not just go through things blindly, but really to go above his desire. And that's quite complicated. But there is what to battle for. There is a battle for freedom. Semyon, we're going to read the article. You want us to start? Dr. Leitman, yes, you can start. Semyon, so I'll start, and the others will continue. Freedom of will. Bala Sulam writes, to understand the sublime concept, freedom from the angel of death, we must first understand the concept of freedom as it is normally understood by all of humanity. It is a general view that freedom is deemed a natural law, which applies to all of life. Thus, we see that animals that fall into captivity die when we rob them of their freedom. Dr. Leitman. In animals, yes, but in humans, no. Semyon, yes, humans think that they are free. This is a true testimony that providence does not accept the enslavement of any creature. It is with good reason that humanity has been struggling for the past several hundred years to obtain a certain measure of freedom of the individual. Yet this concept expressed in that word freedom remains unclear. And if we delve into the meaning of that word, there will be almost nothing left. For before you seek the freedom of the individual, you must assume that any individual, in and of himself, has that quality called freedom, meaning that one can act according to one's choice of one's own free will. Dr. Leitman, that is lacking. That doesn't exist at all. We do not understand. We cannot define what freedom is. If I go out to a field and I look around and I think I'm free, where am I free?
жестким правилам, инстинктам.
I am embedded in all these laws and instincts, and everything that is dwelling in my body, I'm not free in anything. I simply do not feel a certain pressure, and that is all. We say about animals that you tame an animal, you limit it on one hand, you nourish it and give it sweets on the other hand, and it gradually understands that this specific state is preferable for that animal, where on one hand they're not hitting it, on the other hand they're nourishing it, giving it food. And therefore the animal accepts that state as a state of freedom, or a new kind of freedom. And in what is that freedom? Freedom is that you're free, so then the animal could leave, but the animal doesn't leave, it chooses to stay. They establish that desirable connection, and then the animal doesn't leave because it needs, it understands that it would need to drag something with it, and there's nothing it can do. And therefore, that animal learns it gives that on to its offspring as well. If you pay attention, whoever studied history, I think many people have learned this, so in humanity's history,
очень мало восстаний. А в древнем, допустим, мире, когда было действительно рабовладельчество,
very few revolutions, and only when there were slaves, when there were slaves and masters, and the master was able to do whatever he wanted with his slave, people didn't revolt. When we hear about the revolt of Spartacus, it's not as we think about it today. Not these battles for freedom. No. A person in that way is an animal. He does a precise calculation. What do I need in order to exist comfortably and pleasurably? How much should I pay for that with my state or with another state? Or maybe it's worthwhile that there will be a master over me who will take care of me because I'm incapable of taking care of myself. We see even today. For example, our government. What, that's not our master? And we are not in some way its slaves, the slaves of that government. That is also a slave structure, but in a more progressive way. We call it a democratic world or even a socialist world. It doesn't matter. It is that same contract, I would say, between masters and slaves, just in a more complete way, together with
what?
But, or in a more disguised way. If you have certain defined needs of your own, it is considered as you being able to buy them, and you won't do away with that. If you want to be free, you will need to get rid of your possessions, and then you might really feel that you can acquire some freedom. So let us continue in the meantime. If there are questions, then you can go for it. There are some questions coming in, but they should be to the point, Dr. Leighton. Boris, in relation to the revolt against slavery, there is a question. Sasha, question. What is the principal difference between the understanding of the concept of freedom in the human way, the way most people understand it, and the way Kabbalists define it? How are Kabbalists different to ordinary people? Dr. Leitman says, it'll be clear to us at the end of the article. Sasha Kozlov also says, I think we should also continue the article. Pleasure and pain, Boris is reading. However, when we examine the acts of an individual, we will find them compulsory. He is compelled to do them, and he has no freedom of choice. In a sense, he is like a stew cooking on a stove. It has no choice but to cook, since providence has harnessed life with two chains, pleasure and pain. Dr. Lightman, right. We see that all of our actions are done out of necessity. We're controlled very easily by our needs, the desire to enjoy, the desire to survive, to exist, from the still vegetative animate and the human level. They come down upon us and constantly demand their fulfillment, and we are ready to serve them. So I'm really a slave to my needs, to my desires. Meaning, if I could work with these desires to manage them, then it'd be great, but it's very hard to manage them. New desires appear, others disappear, and in any case, I need to supply them with something, to satisfy them. And therefore, I feel myself as this slave. I feel as this worker who is working out of necessity to supply himself with his needs, desires, thoughts. I am compelled, if I could extinguish all that and to ignite according to my own decision something, then I would be completely free, or at least relatively free, in terms of what to ignite and what to extinguish. What desires can I ignite and what desires can I extinguish? What desires can surface and I can turn into something and realize their fulfillment, and which desires not to? And then if I could work out how to do that, so if I do not work out how to do that, then I'm a slave to all kinds of thoughts, desires, instincts, to anything. And I am simply addicted to them. Sasha, a question on the topic. Can a Kabbalist influence or choose what thought or desire awakens in him at any given moment, as opposed to others? Dr. Lightman, no. But he can choose what desire or thoughts to submit to, and not just to submit to those desires or thoughts, but to implement according to his choice. Semyon, question. Revelation is that I'm not free. Is that the first step of freedom? Dr. Lightman, yes. Semyon, meaning that a person has a question that is not free? Dr. Lightman, certainly. Semyon, and then when he finishes this article, Dr. Lightman, I don't know about this article, but yes, a person comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah in that he feels himself enslaved by nature. Maybe he does not. He's not aware of that, but that is actually his state. Boris will continue. Living creatures have no freedom of choice to choose, plain, or reject pleasure, and man's advantage of animals is that man can aim at a remote goal, meaning agrees to a certain amount of current pain out of choice of future benefit or pleasure to be attained after some time.
Это интересно. Вот собака Павлова, она как работала?
Семён. That's Pavlov's dog. How did that work? The dog always goes to the food, and the person, there is this different status of the person to the dog where he can plan and do things. I cannot say that the person is like Pavlov dog. Dr. Lightman, there is the same instinct to enjoy, but we are capable of making the decision for that pleasure, to discuss that and to control that, meaning we have this opportunity with the help of a correct environment to change our attitude to pleasure and to replace our attitude to that, and in that improve or change our fate. If I enter a different society where I'm given different values, then I'm capable of clearly control myself. Semyon, I want to say to the friends to ask questions live. I will connect you, and in the meantime, we'll continue. Sasha, maybe another question. Does the wisdom of Kabbalah give me tools in order not to be enslaved to my desires and not to remain at the level of a beast? Dr. Lightman, yes, and that
Ты не можешь закрыть
себя. Is in the wisdom giving you a preference over other things. You cannot close yourself completely. You remain in the desire to enjoy, the desire to receive, but it all depends on what do you choose to enjoy from. Sasha, that's what will help me choose the greatest pleasure that I can aspire to and put everything else on the side, all these small traps. Semyon, meaning in order to receive and in order to bestow, that's what's different. Dr. Lightman, that changes everything. Boris, the wisdom of Kabbalah thinks that every individual has the quality of freedom, or doesn't every person have that? Dr. Lightman, every single person, only it could be in a very restricted amount and mightn't even be in this incarnation, maybe in future incarnations. In the meantime, I don't see questions. Boris. Bala Salam continues. But in fact, there is no more than a seemingly commercial calculation here, where the future benefit or pleasure seems preferable and advantageous to the agony they are suffering from the pain they have agreed to assume presently. There is only a matter of deduction here, where they deduct the pain and suffering from the anticipated pleasure, and there remains some surplus. Dr. Lightman. So let's say I have a year to work in order to save up for a car. If I saved for a car, then after I worked a year and the car jumps to twice the cost, so then suddenly I don't feel the pleasure, but I feel suffering. But in general, pleasure is always in the difference between the expected and the received. Yes, Boris. Thus only the pleasure extended, and so it sometimes happens that we are tormented because the pleasure we received is not the surplus we had hoped for compared to the agony we suffered. Dr. Lightman, certainly. Sometimes many times we yearn for something with a lot of passion and with a lot of desire, and then when it doesn't turn out the way we expect, then we suffer from it. The main thing is not to suffer. Why do we suffer from that? We didn't account for the right amount of labor in order to attain that result, or maybe we didn't evaluate properly what we expected, that desirable thing that we wanted to get. So maybe we do need to develop in such a way in order to correctly depict to ourselves what we can attain, how we can reach a state where, as they say, where our desires will adapt to our opportunities. Sasha. There is such a desire. Boris. Bala Sulam finishes here. And when all is said and done, there is no difference here between man and animal. And if this is the case, there is no free choice whatsoever. But a pulling force, drawing them toward any passing pleasure and rejecting them from painful circumstances, and Providence leads them to every place it chooses by means of these two forces without asking their opinion in the matter. Semyon, it's a simple mechanism. Pushes towards pleasure, pushes away from pain. You can put a person any way you want through this. Dr. Iman, that's right. But the person doesn't see that. Look how each one of you is sitting. Look how a certain way of speaking. At every single moment of our lives, everything is defined only by pleasure or suffering. Where can I get more pleasure in relation to the labor or the agony that we put into achieving that? That's a calculation every single person makes. Nur Sultan, what do our friends want? A question. Good evening, Dr. Lightman and the World CLI. Free choice is freedom from my ego. And to be a slave of the Creator, is that complete freedom? Semyon, the word slave might hurt a person. Dr. Lightman, right. really, the slave of the Creator is complete freedom. Because in any case, you need to be somebody, but a slave of the Creator. Our entire problem is that we relate the Creator to something existing, defined. We think that the Creator is some kind of personality, where if it's not me, then it's him. And that's incorrect, because Creator is the quality of bestowal and love, and therefore, being a slave of the quality of love and bestowal means to be completely free. We, to our sorrow, have nothing in our world, no words which do not connect us to something.
Есть у тебя там перевод?
Пока нет.
Пока нет, ладно. Тогда мы обратимся к...
So we'll go over to Medellin. No, not Medellin. You're not getting the questions translated. There's a question from Israel. She writes, I want in this life to finish all my corrections and to reveal the Creator. Where is my freedom of choice in that? What depends on me? Where is my freedom of choice expressed with that desire that I have in me? Dr. Lechman, throw away everything that isn't necessary and put everything that is necessary in the direction of the Creator. And in that way, you will solve your question. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah does. That's what we learn in every morning lesson. Minsk.
У меня вопрос, Рав. Вы сказали расстаться с потребностями и тогда достичь свободы.
You said that we need to get rid of our necessities and that is our freedom. Can you explain that? Dr. Lehman, I didn't say such a thing. We cannot get rid of any of our necessities.
Мы просто можем сделать
We can only
ценности такую, чтобы заниматься только теми
make a different order of priorities and use what is necessary in order to attain the most exalted goal. And we can only do that and we don't need to do anything more than that. Sochi? You said that I am not free and I need all kinds of boundaries in order to develop. Otherwise, I am like a donkey that doesn't move from my place. And life brings us many boundaries and I can put a lot of boundaries upon myself. What are boundaries that are good for a person and what are boundaries that are harmful to a person? Dr. Lehman, we will talk about that the more we get into the article. Almaty? Question. Hello, Dr. Lehman. What is the implementation of free choice from one moment to the next? And what is the meaning of it? Dr. Lehman, to advance correctly to the goal. That's what free choice has been given for, in order for us to gradually, slowly define what is the most exalted goal possible and to advance ourselves to that goal. Let us continue with the article. The questions are such that we cannot answer them for the time being. We should advance in the article a bit. Boris. So, Balaslam continues. Moreover, even determining the type of pleasure and benefit are entirely out of one's own free choice, but follow the will of others, as they want, and not he. For example, I sit, I dress, I speak, and I eat. I do all these not because I want to sit that way, or talk that way, or dress that way, or eat that way, but because others want me to sit, dress, talk, and eat that way. It all follows the desire and fancy of society, and not my own free will. Furthermore, in most cases, I do all these against my will, for I would be more comfortable behaving simply, without any burden. But I am chained with iron shackles in all my movements to the fancies and manners of others, which make up the society. We behave even without being aware of it, the way society wants us to behave. The way we eat, sleep, dress, we are slaves of society. and not of ourselves at all. We're not in our own authority. So what freedom can you speak about?
Набравшись от общества всех его манер, причин и так далее, становимся абсолютными рабами общества. То есть ведем себя так, как общество нас воспитало.
From the time of the 20s, we again turn into the same slaves of society. We just give to the society what it expects from us. Boris.
А с другой стороны, если предположим, что нет свободы желания.
So tell me, where is my freedom of will? On the other hand, if we assume that the will has no freedom and we are all like machines operating and creating through external forces, which force them to act this way, it means that we are all incarcerated in the prison of providence. Dr. Leitman, we really are a machine which is activated from the outside and from the inside. And we only carry out the instructions that are imprinted in us. Boris, means that we are all incarcerated in the prison of providence, which, using these two chains, pleasure and pain, pushes and pulls us to its will, to where it sees fit. It turns out that there is no such thing as selfishness in the world, since no one here is free or stands in his own right. I am not the owner of the act, and I am not the doer because I want to do. Rather, it is because I am worked upon against my will and without my awareness. Thus, reward and punishment become extinct. Dr. Leitman, what reward or punishment can you speak about if everything that is acting on me acts against my will, but only in order to direct me here or there, back or forth, like a horse that has two reins on him and has these limitations, these boundaries, and they pull him right and left and guide him through such treatment. What freedom is that? We too, and we do not feel it like a beast feels it, because with us it acts from within. And it seems as if it's our desires, boundaries from the side of the society, and our desires too. And our boundaries are neither ours, they're the society's. It turns out that in this absolute way we are controlled, but just like animals are enslaved, we are also enslaved. So who is free? No one. If we judge ourselves accurately in our thoughts, in our desires, in our actions, then there is no person who is free. Everything that each and every one of us has is defined in a precise way from above, from nature. Many times they ask, these desires, does a person have them in the beginning, or do they come according to his behavior? To most, it's in his spiritual DNA, whatever he needs to go through. But in the what way he goes through it, with more or less pressure, that all depends on the person. The implementation needs to be carried out in a precise way, according to that spiritual gene that he has. But the way in which the person feels that spiritual gene, in a good or bad way, whether it moves faster or slower, it depends on the person. Semyon, a question. To be an integral part of nature, does that mean to be a slave of nature, to do whatever nature wants? Is that not good? Dr. Leitman, it's natural. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just saying what there is. We're not saying it's bad. Nothing is bad. Semyon, in that a person is not free, is that not bad? Dr. Leitman, no, it doesn't say that. And a slave, like we talked about, a slave of society or a slave of God, what is with that? Semyon, it's also not bad? Dr. Leitman, it's not that it's not bad. On the contrary, it's wonderful, because I don't just choose the lesser evil, but I choose because there is nothing more exalted than that, which is the definition of complete freedom. We still need to get through that. So what, we'll start with questions. Plovdiv.
Здравствуйте.
Question.
Что должен ощущать человек, когда он на правильный путь? Скажем, на пути Кабалы.
What does a person need to feel when he goes on the path of bestowal. Dr. Lightman, sorry, I didn't get that. Can you say it again? Question. What does a person need to... Dr. Lightman, what does a person need to feel who is on the correct path? The person then feels that he's on the correct path, that all of his actions, despite them being in this precise, defined way, under the boundaries of spirituality, of complete bestowal, mutuality, integration of all elements of nature, and despite all that, compelling him, together with that, he feels complete freedom. Semyon, in that a person's thrown from one state to another, sense to sense. Dr. Lightman, he's thrown from state to state, precisely in order for him to feel how he has to rise to that freedom. We will go through all that. That is actually a correct and good question. Kiev. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Today there is a lot of technicalities with personal development where they tell you to take responsibility, set goals, and the person on the path is often encountered with being aware of the Creator putting spokes in his wheel. So how should we act correctly in order to do things as we need corporeally and also not to steal from his spiritual path? Dr. Lightman, firstly, we need to understand the thought of creation. This thought concludes in bringing a person to the perfect and free state. Therefore, no pressures on the Creator's behalf are against the person, they're all for the person. They all act for the person. And if we depict that correctly, then the person develops some connection, a correct contact with the Creator. And from that point on, then he simply needs to implement that practicality. And then he will gradually understand that he turns you into a free person. He raises you above your ego, and that's the ego is what enslaves us. Once you rise to the quality of bestowal, the attainment of the quality of bestowal turns you into being free. It appears to us that the quality of bestowal and love, bestowing to others, loving others, it appears as if it enslaves us, limits us. It's pressuring just to think about others. But it's not the case. Because we, by doing so, receive higher energy, the upper force, a higher sensation, an exit from our world. And therefore it's felt as freedom. We will reach that and we'll start feeling that. And then will appear in us correct understandings. There's another question. Mac VG. You hear? Question. Bala Sulam was a free person. Dr. Lightman, every Kabbalist is a free person. Every Kabbalist is a free person because he rises above his ego. Thank you. Moscow. Hello. If I understand correctly, in our world, those who are the freest are children who haven't been educated yet. They don't care how to eat, how to live. Should we take an example from that and through that learn the upper wisdom of Kabbalah to sing and dance and love like children? And to learn from them the happiness in the heart? Dr. Lightman, children
are
not dependent on their desires or thoughts. Free choice that they feel is imaginary freedom. illusory freedom, because really they do not know that they're enslaved. They do not know that they blindly are enslaved to their instincts and desires. The moment you start limiting the child or telling them that they need to set their own limits, in that same moment they start objecting in an aggressive way and crying, etc. So children are not an example. They're not an example. Shaulai. Hello, question from a new person. He's asking, if everything is determined in advance, even the amount of suffering is determined in advance, according to what we're given, so then why do we need the wisdom of Kabbalah? Dr. Leitman, the wisdom of Kabbalah, we need it in order to rise above our ego, to a state where we will not be enslaved by anything and to anything, to anyone. Because our ego enslaves us. And this wisdom is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How we are in enslavement to our ego. And elevation above our ego is what gives us the sensation of freedom. Boris, we also have a broadcast on Facebook, and we have a question there. Maybe freedom is a concept where it only relates to the Creator? Dr. Leitman, complete freedom relates to the Creator because He is in the quality of bestowal and He does not feel any limit. But we say it this way, He wants to bestow, that means that the desire to bestow is what He has. If that desire becomes realized, then He feels Himself free. And if a person, and if that desire does not get implemented, then He does not feel Himself free, meaning the Creator depends on how much we are capable of realizing that quality, the quality of bestowal, of His bestowal. Sasha, maybe in parallel to that question, does a teacher, a Rav, does he have freedom in relation to his student? Dr. Leitman, no, he has not. Question, what's the limitation of a teacher in relation to the student? Dr. Leitman, in everything, the teacher needs to bring his student into realization, into implementation of the spiritual path, of the student's spiritual path, and there cannot be any decisions other than that. The same spiritual foundation, which is in the student, needs to realize, gets its implementation. And the teacher is capable of implementing that. He sees it as the biggest, highest goal. It's the realization of resembling the Creator. In doing so, he is a partner of the Creator. And in that is his freedom. Sasha, the teacher leaves freedom for a student? Dr. Leitman, certainly, that's his work. In order to give the student complete freedom and to arrange the student in such a way where he can realize the freedom correctly. Sasha, you do not answer certain questions during the lesson for that? Dr. Leitman, I answer questions less and less, but not in relation to the thing that we've been going through the last few, in the recent period. Tiumen. Question, hello. How do I reach recognition that I am dependent on my inclinations and desires, and how does that reach the understanding that that is not my desire? Dr. Leitman, first you see that the desires are yours, that you are in them, that they control you, and that they are your desires. But when you try to exit them, when you try to rise above them, you start understanding that truly they control you, they're not your desires, but it is this Lord standing over you, your ego, and you're under its control. Europe. Teacher, a question. It's not my question. If in my environment there is a group, and I already started learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there's a group, and there are people who I can share this goal with, but I feel that nobody understands me, so what should I do then? That is a question from a friend of mine. Dr. Leitman, the group studies Kabbalah. Student, yes, but I feel that they're not strong enough for me and they're not suitable for me. That's what she says. Dr. Leitman, I don't know what to say. If it's a group, then it's worthwhile being in it. It's better being in a weaker group than to be alone. Question. Freedom of the individual can help me choose another group, or does the environment not depend on that? It all depends on me. A person alone cannot do anything. He needs to choose an environment. If your friend feels the environment is weak, so then she can change environment. But I think that's an incorrect choice. The same environment she is in, she should realize herself in it, and then she will see that what is given to her is correct. Sochi. Question. How is it possible to say that free choice?
Is
holding boundaries, and the more you hold the boundaries, the freer you are. Dr. Leitman, freedom of choice is in giving yourself to the correct environment. For the time being, don't make all kinds of definitions. First, let's go through the article, and then we can get to that. For the end of the excerpt, it is written, and it is quite odd, not only for the religious who believe in his providence and can rely on him and trust that he aims only for the best in this conduct, it is even stranger for those who believe in nature, since according to the above said, we are all incarcerated by the chains of blind nature with no awareness or accountability. And we, the chosen species, with reason and knowledge, have become a toy in the hands of the blind nature, which leads us astray and who knows where. Dr. Leitman, yes, if we look at our lives in a deterministic manner, then we certainly see that there is no freedom or flavor in such a form of existence, and we need to search for it. And the search is to search for how we rise above our nature, the ego. Semyon, is a Kabbalist not under those reins of pleasure and pain? Dr. Leitman, it doesn't matter. It depends on what matters is what he goes after. That a Kabbalist has other egoistic desires open to him and he's thrown from one direction to another, that they put him under one and under another, that is correct. But the question is, where does that lead him to? Semyon, to those pleasures? Dr. Leitman, no, not to those pleasures, but to what? To what goal? To what goal does it bring a person? Why pleasures? Sasha, question. How much and how? If I learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, I will turn into being freer from the public opinion and the influence of the society. Dr. Leitman, that I can say for certain, yes. I can say upon myself that the influence of the society around you, you don't feel it at all. It's like a child's game. Sasha, on account of what? Dr. Leitman, on account of that in which you try to implement the principles which are higher, ones that belong to nature itself. Sasha, people could say that it's eliteness. Dr. Leitman, I don't care. What does it matter? In relation to the higher goal of nature that I reveal and it illuminates to me? So all all human opinions don't matter to me. I'm simply above them. Because if you know that it is the truth, then everything else You're just sorry that that truth isn't in others, but you cannot do anything. You won't lower yourself to a beastly level just for that. Semyon, you don't try to prove to anyone. Dr. Lehtman, where did you see me do such a thing? Semyon, I didn't see, I'm asking. Dr. Lehtman, certainly not. You know me for 20 years. Semyon. But you do. You are sorry that a person doesn't understand. Dr. Lehtman, I would like to bring this knowledge to the whole world, that the whole world will be able to see and hear what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, that everyone will open their eyes, and then they will be able to choose with the vision of truth, with the vision of the entire system of nature, and then they themselves will be able to choose how to act. Yes, I do want that. But to my sorrow, every person is capable of doing that only according to his own efforts. Sasha, but he reaches that. He doesn't just compel himself to choose. Dr. Lehtman, no one can do it other than he himself. Sasha, is that the free choice of a person himself? Dr. Lehtman, yes. Just like you say that freedom is this urgent necessity. There's this definition in Russian, urgent necessity. If there is this thought of creation, there's a certain necessity about it. Boris, a few questions from English. Can you reach a point where you act out of this spiritual intuition and that is good for everyone? Dr. Lehtman, that's not intuition. These are very serious anti-egoistic decisions, and on the outside, they can appear as being egoistic. All kinds of combinations, all kinds of very serious evaluations where you measure many pieces of data every single second, and your decisions can appear very strange in the eyes of others. However, it's not supposed to concern you. So, okay. So you have nothing to do here. Don't try to be similar to others. The main thing is to make yourself similar to the upper force. Boris, a question from Facebook. When does a person stop living from one day to the next and stop thinking about himself? Dr. Lehtman, when he wants that, there's no other answer. Okay, Boris, we will begin the next part.
Следующая глава начинается. Закон причинно-следственной связи. Да. Стоит потратить время на то,
чтобы... Law of causality.
Как мы существуем в мире с точки зрения сущности нашего «я», когда
каждый из нас ощущает себя особенным... Taking some time to grasp such an important thing, meaning how we exist in the world as being with a self, where each of us regards himself as a unique entity, acting on its own, independent of external, alien, and unknown forces. And does this being the self appear to us? Dr. Lehtman, a person can put in a lot of time and effort in order to understand how we live, what influences us, what acts on us, and what we can do with ourselves. Firstly, we need to place this goal in front of us and then choose how we're going to solve that. Boris, there is a general connection among all the elements of reality around us which abide by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect moving forward. And as the whole, so is each item for itself. Meaning that each and every creature in the world, from the four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, abides by the law of causality by way of cause and effect. Dr. Lehtman, Baal HaSulam wants to tell us that we are in nature, which develops according to the law of causality, this very predetermined causality, just like the laws of nature. And we need to learn those laws. We need to follow them and try to see how we can really implement them in a way where we will resemble them. When we start learning them, we see that we are opposed to those laws, where we are opposed to the laws of nature. When we reveal nature, we see that There is this interdependence in all of its systems. The nature of the still vegetative and animate are interconnected and interdependent, and they have struggles among the parts. Some parts get destroyed, others get consumed, others get wasted, but it all works in this interdependent harmony among all the parts. We need to discuss that, we need to understand that, but that's how it is. There is this integral connection between all parts of nature, and only a person exits that connection via the ego in him. In that we are outside the boundaries of the integral nature that is called the person's ego. And here we ourselves exit it. It's not that nature governs us, but we ourselves, as if want to guide our existence, our lives, and that is the problem. How can we silence that self of ours, that I of myself, in order to reach that person, in order to reach that human level? We can integrate in that integral level just like nature itself, and that's the problem. Let's move on. Boris. Moreover, each particular form of a particular behavior which a creature follows while in this world is pushed by ancient causes, compelling it to accept that change in that behavior and not another whatsoever. And this is apparent to all who examine the ways of nature from a pure scientific point of view and without a shred of bias. Indeed, we must analyze this matter to allow ourselves to examine it from all sides. Dr. Leitman, that's what we do in our lessons. Krasnodar.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вопрос такой. Вот ощущение внутреннего конфликта, противоречий.
The feeling of inner conflict, these oppositions, these deviations, they brought me eventually to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And I try to integrate in the society and study, I feel more and more of a conflict and more pressure from within. Where do I get the strength in order to justify these inner deviations and resistance that I have? Because that goal you're speaking about, I don't feel it at all. I just feel that I am completely... that my desire puts me more and more into an enslavement, in a place of an inability to overcome. Dr. Leitman. So I'm asking, what can I do with that? Dr. Leitman, what can you do? How should I put it? Despair, not finding ourselves, is what pushes us forward. There is no place to find ourselves. There is no other opportunity in our lives to somewhat reveal to us the goal of life.
Нет этого. И вот это нас толкает вперед.
The necessity. There is no such thing. That's what pushes us forward. And then we gradually start revealing the new laws of nature. You need to learn and read more such articles we're reading. We have it in our sources, and certainly you know them. How are they called? Boris. There is all of our articles of Bala Salam, they're all on the website. Dr. Leitman, but what do you usually ask, what do you usually give these people who are asking these beginner questions, like this person now, about asking about free will? Sasha Kozlov says, there's many articles, Peace in the World, The Peace. Simeon, I would give them the book, The Attainment of the Worlds Beyond. Have you read that book, The Attainment of the Worlds Beyond? From Krasnodar. The thing is that I learned at MAC, and I know all the sources, and I read them. But one thing is the intellectual understanding, and the other thing is the emotional states you actually go through. And just the intellectual understanding doesn't help you there. Just to read, And when you listen to things about happiness, then you just get reach a dead end. What are the vessels? How can I use them in order to find yourself into a normal state and also progress to the goal? Dr. Leitman, I was in the state you're talking about for many years until that state. Turn into the next state where you understand the necessity of such states and then you start rising above them. But it's a long, long path. But it's very correct sensations. You really are correct. You're speaking correctly. Very precise discernments.
У вас там есть что-то?
Да. Таня с Фейсбука.
Way to go.
Как нам приглушить свое я?
Question from Facebook. How can I silence myself? Dr. Leitman, in the meantime, you don't need to silence anything. You just need to read a lot, study a lot, to be with us in the lessons, in all opportunities, to integrate with us. You are in distant places, in small groups at best. In every place, try to be in contact with us. Doesn't matter what we do. Just integrate. Mingle. Make yourself connected to us in that way. You have translations in many, many languages. Soon you'll have a congress. You might have an opportunity to come to us in Israel for the congress, the World Kabbalah Convention, the major one in Israel in February. But you just need to cleanse yourself of this light, which influences you during the study, and to wait for the outcome. And the outcome will be, could be not so close, but in months upon months away. Semyon, the friend from Krasnodar, I'd recommend, don't get into how I feel, that I'm empty or whatever right now, but just to read. Dr. Leitman, certainly with such questions, you don't need to engage with those. Don't engage in self-analysis, self-scrutiny, digging into yourself. Why am I so terrible, feeling so bad? Nothing of the sort. Just read, read, read. Fill yourself with these sources. Just wash yourself with these sources. Sasha. And also you can engage in speech and discussion with friends. Dr. Leitman certainly understands that. If he's alone, then if you need to find a group, participate in the group. In your place, I would even participate in our morning lessons every morning.
Minsk.
What do we have here? Minsk.
Еще такой вопрос. Вот прозвучало, что животные, растения там поедают друг друга. То есть в этом система их гармония.
That animals eat each other, and this is the harmonic system. And if a person gets involved in that, let's say a mosquito bites a person, takes his blood, and the person kills that mosquito. What are the implications of that in nature? Do we need to do such actions, or should we try to not kill a mosquito? Dr. Leitman, do not worry about it. Nothing's happening here. Pay attention on what you want. You want good or you want bad for others. And in relation to the mosquito, don't worry about it. I'm saying that seriously. Harm or the contrary, correction to the world is in our desires for good or bad. The entire problem is in that. Boris, a question. Does freedom have limits? Dr. Leitman, there are no limits to freedom. Freedom is in the desire to bestow, and therefore it is eternal. Simeon, maybe we'll ask Dnepro. Dnepro. We don't hear you. Short question. No, sorry, we're not hearing you. The connection is broken. No, it's not working. Noise is disconnecting. Try one more time. What should you do when you feel a great doubt before a decision? Great doubts before a decision. What do you do? Dr. Leitman, always choose the direction of connection. Good connection with your group. That is all. And nothing else.
У нас коротенькое объявление, что открываются курсы в нескольких городах.
Boris, short announcements. A few courses are being opened in Nur-Sultan. Register the courses and come around. Dr. Leitman, your recommendations for this week? Dr. Leitman, I yearn to meet with you next week. Read sources, that's the most important. And even if you can, participate in our morning lessons. Even if you won't understand what we're talking about there, it still is good. It is what will draw you forward. I embrace you all and see you later.